Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Tammy and Scott, hello. It's so great to have you here today. And today I wanted to pull out a question that came from one of our listeners in one of the 19 countries that the Leadership Line is reaching these days. So congratulations on that new stat. The question from this reader is something that I think a lot of managers really struggle with. And they wanted to know, like, how long should I put up with somebody who's not performing? You know, what's the point at which I can, as a human being, feel okay about letting somebody go?
Before we answer that question, it's a great question.
It is.
We have a new voice with us, and we should probably take a moment to introduce Miss San Diego, also known as Carmen.
Good morning.
Oh, Scott, now she's going to have a reputation.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we're in 19 countries, we can play Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
It's true.
Very good.
And then people will say, what is that? Yeah.
It's
a game. For those of you who don't know, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego was a game.
Was a game? You mean they don't play it anymore? Are we like totally irrelevant in our...
Yeah. It was, and then it became popular and it was a cartoon for a while on TV. And then I think there's still board games.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. We are really fortunate to have you, Carmen, and pretty excited that you have joined us. And Carmen actually has been with the organization for a while, about 6 months or so? And this is an additional role that she's taking on with our organization. So we're pretty excited about having her with us. And your first question is a good one, right? And you actually said something in there about, you know, as a human being, how can we feel good? What is the time frame that we know that we can feel good about letting someone go? And I have to start here. I hope that anytime you have to let someone go, you're not going, yes, okay? Because if you get to the point where you are like ecstatic that this person is leaving, you've waited too long, right? Because we should never be happy that this isn't working, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's your call, if you have to make the call, if you feel good and feel like, yay, I get to do that again, I think you're kind of weird.
Well, weird and not, let's just say not nice. Okay. But the other side of it is, remember, you probably made the call to hire that person. If they reported to you, you were responsible for helping that person grow. And if you didn't find a way, you know, you hired the wrong person. Okay. You didn't find a way to help them grow, then now it is time for you to help them go. However, you should be very disappointed in those first two things. You had a lot of control in that. You probably hired them and you were responsible for helping them, you know, get to the place where they were adding value to the organization.
And it does go back to, what is a leader's responsibility? Well, a leader's responsibility is to grow great people, make sure the organization is getting results, which means if you have to let someone go, that grow great people or the results piece, you're not doing, which means your work product as a leader is no good.
Isn't that an ouch? Right? I mean, we can look at that and say they were the problem, but recognize that we as leaders have a responsibility in that. And we need to look at ourselves and say what happened in that. So if you're happy about kicking him to the curb, well, then you should be happy about kicking yourself in the butt too.
And it is a great time to learn and reflect and say, where did it go wrong? Because likely there were signs and symptoms along the way But I think if we go back to the question, like, how do you know it's time?
If a leader done their job. Okay, let's start there. I've done my job.
Yeah, I've done my job. I've had the conversations at the right time. I've done these things. I also think we just need to set aside the egregious stuff.
Sure.
They embezzled, right? That kind of stuff. I don't think that typically isn't why people are asking us this question.
No, it's that person that, you know, they can do the work, but they're just a pain in the tuchus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Their behavior and the way they interact with other people drive you crazy. We sometimes talk about them as jerks at work, because if they can't do the work, it's easy to terminate them. If there's something really egregious, it's super easy to terminate. But we're talking most of the time about a behavior. And how long do we put up with people who behave in a way that make it difficult for the rest of the organization to be successful?
And I think you have to look at it, and your first decision, especially if you're talking about a behavioral thing, is you have to look at that and say, is that annoying me or is that annoying the masses?
Us.
If you're like, well, I am not observing anyone else getting annoyed when they're doing that and they're getting good results and they're doing their job, then you need to just like deal with it and figure out how do you deal with that annoyance for you? Because then it's about you and it's not about the organization.
And it shouldn't be about personality. And please remember, we have people with every spectrum of personality. And in that space, we as leaders have the responsibility to like be able to work with a really broad group of people. And so I will tell you, I don't always necessarily prefer every single human being I've ever worked with. However, I'm not there about preference. I'm there about getting work done that gets results for the organizations and the people that we serve in those organizations.
Yeah.
So it's not about who I like.
And so then if it kind of passes that sniff test.
Yeah, I love that.
Then you have to look at it and say, okay, are they doing the work and not getting good results? Or are they doing the work and they're just not doing the work? Or they're, you know, they're sucking the energy out of the room. And to me, I would look at it and say, 3 months.
Oh,
if you go longer than 3 months.
Scott.
From when you first detect it and you do the work, I have the conversations, I give them the feedback, I tell them what we need different and why. If that doesn't change or you're not seeing a trend of change in 3 months, cut and go.
Wow, Scott. We are working with a client right now. Okay. And they have drama mamas. Right? These are people who stir the pot. Every time you try to move something forward, they come back and they're naming history, things, you know, that has happened years before. And they're like holding on to all of this crap. They've been dealing with this for like 2.5 years. And you're saying 3 months?
3 months. Three months from the time you detect it, do the work. And if you're not seeing that trend of change or you're not seeing change,
why so short of a time?
I don't think that's short. Here's why. Again, if you think about an individual or think about ourselves, if we got feedback that is something we've been doing or how we've been doing it for years, 3 months is a reasonable time for someone to say, do this different. If my wife came to me, and let's just say I don't put the toilet seat down, how much time could she put up with that before she throws me to the curb?
Well, Scott, I have to be very honest with you. That's not egregious enough for me to throw my husband to the curb. But I understand.
Point.
I get your point.
Right? If you think about it, I would expect someone who is willing to make the change, is committed to the values of the organization, to be making that transition. Now, they may not in 3 months have completely turned the corner. And I think of, you know, it's day 5 for our newest employee. I gave him some feedback. And the second, you know, the next day, he's like, oh, I caught myself and I did this twice. He's willing to hear it. He's willing to make the change. He's going to make this. Now, the thing I gave him feedback on isn't something we'd fire someone for.
Right.
If that person is willing to make the change, I should start to see that. If I see no effort, why should he continue?
Okay, there's a couple things. For me, when I hear 3 months, and it seems so quick, but I love your explanation. So first of all, right, it's a leader needs to notice. A leader needs to ask themselves, is this truly an issue? Is it my issue, or is it impacting the team, the results, the people that we serve, right? If we decide that this thing, right, this behavioral issue is truly impacting others, it's impacting progress, it's sucking time out of the system, but whatever that thing is, it's having a negative impact, then it is the leader's responsibility to have that conversation. And in having that conversation, it becomes the leader's responsibility to make sure that this person understands why we're having this conversation, what the business reason is, and what we need to have be different. And then if that is rejected, so if that employee says, no, thank you, or you're wrong, or I won't, or maybe they nod their head and they say yes, but reality is they're not doing anything. You're right. They have to make an effort. And so it's okay that they're not perfect. They have to simply accept that that needs to be different and take action towards growing in that way. And if they say no, you're right. It's grow or go.
Yeah. And I think if they say no through, you know, they don't make the effort or enough effort, and that may come over time. I also believe that if they say no up front, like we have the conversation, and they might disagree and we need to hash that through. But if they're like, no, I am not doing that, then to me, it's GTFO.
Well, and what's interesting in that for me is I don't know that I've had a ton of defiance when I have these conversations, but I often have.
I'm defiant.
Yes, you are. But I don't have a lot of defiance when I have it with staff, right? But sometimes they are quietly defiant. In other words, they sit across the table, they nod their head yes, or they just think that this too will pass. And that is the place where you have to stay with it as a leader and understand they're not making a choice for I get to stay and continue acting this way. They're making a choice between grow, get better in this area, meet minimum expectations, or go, right? This thing, what I need, is not under debate, right? So go that direction and grow, or don't do it and leave the organization.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.